Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Indigo King, The Chronicles of the Imaginarium Geographica by James A. Owen. Read by James Langton.
Prologue. In the centuries that would pass, the spacious stone room known as Solitude would fill with an accumulation of culture, not by design, but because those who would eventually come to seek the occupant's skills would feel the obligation to bring something, anything, as gifts or perhaps tribute. But that was in a time yet to come. In the present moment, it was empty save for the items he'd brought with him: a torn robe, an empty scabbard, a quill and half-filled bottle of ink, and as many rolls of parchment as he could carry. When he entered, the door had swung shut behind him. He knew without touching it that it had locked, and also, with less assurance, that it would probably not be opened again for many years. He had once had a name, several names in fact, all of which were irrelevant now. In his youth he had aspired to be a great man, and had been afforded many opportunities to fulfill that destiny. But far too late he learned that it was perhaps better to be a good man who nevertheless aspires to do great things. The distinction had never mattered to him much before. Solitude had not been created for him, but he...